2014年安徽省普通高中学业水平测试模拟试卷五，英语试题听力部分。
一、关键词语选择。听下面五个句子，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出你所听到的单词或短语。每个句子读两遍。
Number one. The boy can earn his living by driving. The boy can earn his living by driving.
Number two. By 9 o'clock, all the Olympic torchbearers had reached the top of Mount Cuomo Longma, above which appeared a rare rainbow soon. By 9 o'clock,All the Olympic torchbearers had reached the top of Mount Cuomo Longma, above which appeared a rare rainbow soon.
Number three. He didn't go into details on the subject. He spoke in general. He didn't go into details on the subject. He spoke in general.
Number four. Who will go boating with us next weekend if it is fine? Who will go boating with us next weekend if it is fine?
Number five. Professor Chen didn't turn up at the discussion because he felt ill. Professor Chen didn't turn up at the discussion because he felt ill.
二，短对话理解。听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。
Number six, it's always been hard to get this car into good working order.
If you leave the car with me, I'll fix it for you this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. It's always been hard to get this car into good working order.
If you leave the car with me, I'll fix it for you this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
7. Can I park my car somewhere near the bar?
See, there's a parking lot across the street.
Oh, okay.Thanks. Can I park my car somewhere near the bar?
See, there's a parking lot across the street.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
8. What is your mother?
She runs a small family store, selling things people eat.
Really? Where is it?
In the 6th Avenue. She actually lives next door to it.
What is your mother?
She runs a small family store, selling things people eat.
Really? Where is it?
In the 6th Avenue. She actually lives next door to it.
9. Bob, I really need to talk. I have a little problem.
Hey, what are friends for? You can tell me anything.
You see, I need to borrow some money.
No problem. How much do you need?
Bob, I really need to talk. I have a little problem.
Hey, what are friends for? You can tell me anything.
You see, I need to borrow some money.
No problem. How much do you need?10. Would you like to go to the library with me?
I'd like to, but I have to go to the teacher's office first.
Would you like to go to the library with me?
I'd like to, but I have to go to the teacher's office first.
三、长对话和独白理解。听下面三段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第十一至十三小题。
Ow, that hurts.
What happened? Did you cut yourself?
Yes, on the edge of this paper. How can such a little cut hurt so much? I'm not even bleeding, but my finger really hurts.
You know, I read something about that. It turns out that a little cut on a finger can hurt a lot more than a big cut somewhere else.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it does. A little cut like yours won't damage the nerve endings. If they were damaged, you'd feel less pain, but the wound would be more serious.
So I suppose I should be happy my finger hurts so much, right?
Right. Now go and get yourself a bandage.
Ow, that hurts.
What happened? Did you cut yourself?
Yes, on the edge of this paper. How can such a little cut hurt so much? I'm not even bleeding, but my finger really hurts.
You know, I read something about that. It turns out that a little cut on a finger can hurt a lot more than a big cut somewhere else.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it does. A little cut like yours won't damage the nerve endings. If they were damaged, you'd feel less pain, but the wound would be more serious.
So I suppose I should be happy my finger hurts so much, right?
Right. Now go and get yourself a bandage.
听下面一段独白，回答第十四至十六小题。
Fire, fire! What terrible words to hear when one wakes up in a strange house in the middle of the night. It was a large old wooden house, and my room was on the top floor. I jumped out of bed, opened the door, and stepped out. It was full of thick smoke. I began to run, but instead of going towards the stairs, I went in the opposite direction.I found an open door and ran into a room to get to the window. But before I could reach it, one of my feet caught in something soft, and I fell down. The thing I had fallen over felt like a bundle of clothes, and I picked it up to protect my face from the smoke and heat. Just then the floor gave way under me, and I crashed to the floor below. I saw a doorway in front of me, put the bundle over my face, and ran.I got through. As I reached the cold air outside, my bundle of clothes gave a low cry. I nearly dropped it in surprise. Then I saw a crowd gathered in the street. A woman in a nightdress and a borrowed man's coat screamed as she saw me come running madly. "My baby, my baby," she cried. The crowd cheered wildly as she took the bundle out of my arm. I had saved the baby. I was a hero.Fire, fire! What terrible words to hear when one wakes up in a strange house in the middle of the night. It was a large old wooden house, and my room was on the top floor. I jumped out of bed, opened the door, and stepped out. It was full of thick smoke. I began to run, but instead of going towards the stairs, I went in the opposite direction. I found an open door and ran into a room to get to the window.But before I could reach it, one of my feet caught in something soft, and I fell down. The thing I had fallen over felt like a bundle of clothes, and I picked it up to protect my face from the smoke and heat. Just then the floor gave way under me, and I crashed to the floor below. I saw a doorway in front of me, put the bundle over my face, and ran. I got through. As I reached the cold air outside,My bundle of clothes gave a low cry. I nearly dropped it in surprise. Then I saw a crowd gathered in the street. A woman in a nightdress and a borrowed man's coat screamed as she saw me come running madly. "My baby, my baby," she cried. The crowd cheered wildly as she took the bundle out of my arm. I had saved the baby. I was a hero.
听下面一段对话，回答第17至20小题。
Good morning, Mr. Wilson. I'm from the New York Review. Could I ask you some questions about your latest book?
Sure. What would you like to know?
First, I've heard that your latest book is based on a true story.
That's correct. It's a murder mystery based on actual murders that took place in Florida several years ago. The main character, the policeman,is based on the man who looked into the case.
How do you research your books?
I always visit the places I use as settings for stories. Readers like the things to be as factually correct as possible, even in fiction. I usually base my characters on people I've met.
I really like your book. I've just finished this one. Congratulations on making the bestseller list yet again.
Thank you. Let me sign up for you. There you go.
Oh, thank you very much.I heard you are currently writing a collection of short stories. What are the stories about?
Many of them are short detective stories.
I'm sure it'll sell well. Thank you for your time. Good morning, Mr. Wilson. I'm from the New York Review. Could I ask you some questions about your latest book?
Sure. What would you like to know?
First, I've heard that your latest book is based on a true story.
That's correct.It's a murder mystery based on actual murders that took place in Florida several years ago. The main character, the policeman, is based on the man who looked into the case.
How do you research your books?
I always visit the places I use as settings for stories. Readers like the things to be as factually correct as possible, even in fiction. I usually base my characters on people I've met.
I really like your book. I've just finished this one.Congratulations on making the bestseller list yet again.
Thank you. Let me sign up for you. There you go.
Oh, thank you very much. I heard you are currently writing a collection of short stories. What are the stories about?
Many of them are short detective stories.
I'm sure it'll sell well. Thank you for your time.